faceoffs all night that night, Coach, and that was one of the faceoffs we struggled on.
We did. We weren't as good in the faceoff circle this weekend, and that's part of the reason we made the change the next night. Mason Blacklock's a center, and he took a number of draws on Saturday, and I thought did a good job. So, but yeah, just a blown coverage on a faceoff. We've seen this play a couple times before. We should know how to cover it, but having said that, when you get in the game, you know, sometimes you get away from that. But as a simple wrist shot from the point, you know, we got to learn to block that shot, get in the shooting lane where the stick is lined up. And, you know, our forward was going out there and was doing a pretty good job, but he just wasn't in that lane of where the stick was. You have to line yourself up for where that the puck and the stick are, not the player's body. And then the guy who tipped it in, we had a couple guys in the area, but we didn't have a stick. We didn't have good coverage on that. So tough goal to give up. Jamie had no chance on that.
That was a beautiful tip, and that made it 2-1 in favor of Minnesota State. So we go to the end of the second period. The shots in the second period, 9-9, and we go to the third period. Mark Ock at the 10:43 mark. Beautiful goal.
Nine. Works it over to Mark Ock. Quickly forwards it up there to Baltus, who has it go off his stick and all the way down. Nicely down in the corner now for Michigan Tech against Utsi is Gilly. Centering pass for Mark. Oh, gets just scored! Mark Ock tied the game up! Top of the net and in! And that one came out so quickly, Mark Ock didn't even know if it
went in. Mark Ock did not know for sure that it went in. He thought it went in, and then he wasn't sure, he said, and then because the rest of the guys were still skating and going after the puck, it did go in and out so fast. One of the few goals, Coach, where I realized it went in right away because of the water bottle.
Yeah, it hit the water bottle. But yeah, that we've had a couple of those this year, Dirk, where they've been close. You know, it happened so quick, and they haven't gone in our favor. You know, they either hit that inside of the post or the inside and on the crossbar and come out. So it's good to continue till you know, until you hear a whistle. But the water bottle was the obvious sign that had gone in. And a great play, great forecheck by Alex Gillies. We laid it in, and Alex Gillies actually got in a one-on-one battle with their defenseman off a simple forecheck, came up with a loose puck, and we had a couple opportunities before that one went in. So great shot by Mark Ock, good positioning, and I like it as a wrist shot. It wasn't one the big slap shot. With all the block shots in the game we talked about, you just need to get pucks through and get your head up, and Mark Ock does a great job there. And that was a huge goal, and I thought we had a tremendous third period. We outshot them 13-4, out-attempted them. That was our best period by far, and that's a good sign. That's a good sign that you know, we're playing well late in the game.
We didn't get the go-ahead goal, even though we did outshoot them so badly in that third period. Like you said, 13-4. We go to the overtime period. By the way, Alex Gillies getting that assist, as you mentioned, on that goal. But where is Mark Ock's confidence right now, Coach? It's got to be sky high.
Well, it's through the roof. Yeah. I mean, it's and, you know, I wish you could go to the grocery store and buy some. I wish you could go to a vending machine and put in a dollar and get out some confidence and give it to a person. But, you know, or buy a lottery ticket and win it. You can't, you know. And what comes first? Does the confidence come first? And then you play well, or do you play well and you get the confidence? And some players are very confident in their ability, even though maybe things aren't going well. But they know they're a good player. They know it's going to turn around, so they continue to play. Other players need some sign of they're playing well before the confidence comes. So we try to have all our players have confidence regardless of what's going on. You can always do something well, you know, whether if you're not scoring. But his confidence he's been like that way all the time. He wants the puck on a stick. We noticed that last year as a freshman in the NCAA tournament. I mean, you know, some players just want to get rid of it. He wants the puck, you know, sometimes to a fault. Mark likes to overhandle. He likes to dust it off and shine it up and then decide. And he's not going to make the simple play most of the time. He's going to have to try and make a hard play. And we tease about it. But Mark understands, and all our defensemen do. Sometimes simple is better. But he's got so much confidence. And you want the players who can make a difference like him, you want to give them more rein. You want to give them more rein to do what they're good at.
He's got to be top three in stick handling with the puck right now in our team right now.
You've heard the expression, you can stick handle in a phone booth. You know, like people probably don't even know what phone booths are anymore. I'm so old. But yeah, he can stick handle in a phone booth, as the old saying goes. And he he can handle it. There's no question about it. And he's got great deception and great poise. And, you know, some of the plays he's made, like the play he made to Jake Lucchini in the GLI, you know, no look pass to a wide open guy. So he's having a great year. You know, he's a very good player, and he'll continue to grow as a player and continue to get better.
We get outshot 3-1 in the extra period on Friday night. That I don't think they really had only one good chance. I thought we had two good chances in that overtime.
Well, we did, and you know, and that's sometimes where shots can be misleading, because CJ Ike was wide open in the slot, and you know, nothing but him really in the goal. And he says it might have went off someone. I think he just blew it wide. But you got to trust CJ, and maybe someone did get a stick on it. But Jake Jackson made a real nice play, just sort of threw it blindly out to the slot, and CJ was all alone. And they had one good opportunity also. We turned the puck over, tried to make a play through bodies, and they had a great opportunity right in the slot too. So that was an even game for the most part. You know, they had a good push in the first, second period. There wasn't much going on. Third period, I thought we took control of the game, and we just didn't sustain that in overtime. But hard fought. 1 point we got out of the weekend against a real good team. You know, you're not totally happy with the result, but I always talk about how you play. You know, the standard of play that we have. There's a standard of play that we need to live up to, and we try to live up to every night. And if you can do that on most nights and be close to that standard of play, you're going to have the results you want. And sometimes you don't get them, and I think this is a game we would have all loved to win, but our standard of play was pretty good.
The final shots, 32-29 in favor of Minnesota State, so very even in that category. Special teams did not factor in. Both teams 0-for-3. They did get 8 power play shots on goal, most of that during the 5-on-3 advantage. We just got the 2 power play shots on goal, and just a solid game by both teams, and 2-2 overtime final. We'll recap the big win on Saturday night when we come back. It's more of the Mel Pearson Show. If you'd like to get a question in for Coach Pearson, you can email it to me, dj@themix93.com.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus, and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome. Or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen and Wealth Advisor assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens, and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family, with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Hey, welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93. It's time to talk about the big win on Saturday night. Now, the Huskies had not beaten, now after Friday night's tie, had not beaten Minnesota State in 10 tries. 10 tries. And I know it weighed on the seniors and everybody on the team, but the veterans out there, they wanted to get that win on Saturday night, and they did. And we're going to take you through that right now. The Michigan Tech Huskies with a 3-1 final. It was a very, very tough night weather-wise, and yet the crowd was very big, 31-53. Great crowd considering the weather. And Malcolm Gould, who was just really, he and Alex Batan, the two guys that really had it all going this weekend, gets the first goal of the game. This one came at the 9:09 mark of the first period. C.J. Eich with a nice maneuver down on the corner to then bring it up in front line.